This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What an epic disaster it's been. This Pirates season, as we have chronicled by the day, and I don't think this is hyperbole, has been certainly the most disastrous sports season I've seen for any team in this town since I moved here in November of 1989. It might be the most disastrous season of any team, anywhere, ever. I don't think that's hyperbole either. We don't need to go through the litany of on and off the field disasters. That feels like the best word here. Except we will. It all began, honestly, for me on the first day of spring training when we found out that Spencer Horwitz had one arm.
Has the chronic wrist injuries.
One working arm. That was the news that broke on day one, that they had gone out and acquired a guy who had one functional arm. And then it was all downhill from there. So you open in Miami against that horrible team by losing 3 of 4. Bednar blows up again, and there we go. They're off to the races. I don't know, limits, fill in the blanks here. They've had losing streaks. They fired their manager. They sit here with the worst record this side of the Colorado Rockies and the Chicago White Sox. Nick Gonzalez, was that in the opener? Was in the opening series.
Realized
that his leg was broken as he was rounding the bases on a home run, for God's sake.
Yeah, it was a nagging injury in spring training that he like really injured during this first game of the year.
We had flyovers at the home opener. We had the booing of the manager at the home opener.
We had the Bucko Bricks.
We had the Clemente Wall, the number 21 being replaced by a Philly cocktail can. We had the usher or stadium employee beating somebody with a belt. We had somebody sustain major injuries, and seems like it could have been way, way worse by falling over the Clemente Wall, which certainly wasn't the Pirates' fault, but we had that too. What am I forgetting?
Tommy Pham's lewd gesture at a fan.
Of course.
And the other fans that were saying really mean and hurtful things to Dennis Santana that made him react and get suspended.
Yes, and I didn't blame him.
No.
He took a flying swing at somebody. Anything else? Am I missing anything else with this team this year?
I think we've covered most of it.
And here they sit in the NL Central.
What about sweeping two teams? What about sweeping the Cardinals and not giving up a run and then getting swept by Seattle and not scoring a run
the first time
that's happened in MLB history in back-to-back series?
These things will all come up in this segment, I'm sure. But it was a season with great promise. You know, pretty much ruined. I should say, coming off last year, it felt like it could be a season of great promise. Last year sort of felt like the Pirates of 12 and 11 under Hurdle, where they showed flashes. They had some really good young talent. They had a young star. Then they folded down the stretch, but you could tell they were getting closer. At least you hoped they were getting closer, and they put it all together in 13. Last year at this time, the Pirates were one game out of the wild card. Paul Skenes was just starting his first All-Star game. It felt like hope was finally in the air, and then it got ruined with their ridiculous offseason with Tommy Pham, Adam Frazier, and Spencer Horwitz as the big additions to the lineup. So nobody was predicting anything, actually, by the beginning of the year. But then again, nobody could have predicted this. And here they sit at 39-58, still a chance to lose 100 games. They just had, was it a 7 or 8 game losing streak limits?
It was 8. And after you thought they'd win 15 in a row?
Yeah, I predicted 15 in a row wins. They almost got that many losses. And here they are at the unofficial break, just a crushingly disappointing baseball team, a disaster of a baseball team, an embarrassment, really. And the fact that Ben Cherington went out and made the moves he did, it's a fireable offense. He should have been fired with Shelton. But he wasn't. And then things got better for a bit under Don Kelly. And I was keeping an open mind on Ben Cherington, and now I'm not, you know? Now I'm not. There was a little space for auditions there from the Henry Davises and Horwitzes of the world, and it's just, it ain't working. It ain't working. And it was on graphic display. The whole world saw it last night when Paul Skenes took the mound and millions watching and realizing that this guy with a 2.01 ERA and an incredible arsenal of pitches, you know, blowing away the top of the AL order, is 4-8. He's 4-8 here. So that brings us to our midseason awards. Feeling rather positive now, aren't you, Limits?
Just overjoyed.
Do you have our Pirates time capsule from the beginning of the year? Must be somewhere, right?
I have like the large version of it, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I just want to know at some point we're going to go back and listen to our predictions.
Oh,
they're going to be horrifying. I think I had them for 78 wins. How about you?
This is what it was, actually. I had 78, you had 79, and Bob had 80.
Bob had 80, okay.
Yeah,
I forgive all of us. I didn't think it would be this bad.
No.
I don't think many people thought it would be this bad. So other than Skenes, your first half MVP for the Pirates is who?
That's my answer.
I thought you might have put some thought into this.
That's my answer, Joe.
No, there has to be somebody else who's a first-half MVP.
I think Andrew McCutchen's had a good, solid start to the year. And I think David Bednar has also bounced back very well. And he pitched really at an all-star level outside of the Miami series and the Tampa series. He's done a really good job of being able to rebuild his value. But I still give it to Andrew McCutchen for what season he's been able to put together as their second-best hitter at 38 years old.
I'd probably give it to Mitch Keller with a 3.48 ERA. I think he's having a pretty good year. Obviously the record, but Paul Skenes has a bad record too. Who cares about the record? I'd go with Mitch Keller for that award, Limits.
Very fair. That's a good pick. And I don't fault him for his record at all.
The position player of the year, man, I'm as silent as you. There's nobody on this team with an OPS higher than 744. Do you know how pathetic that is? And that's Nick Gonzalez.
And it's Nick Gonzalez who missed the first 2 months? Wow. That just tells you how bad the Cruz situation is right now, that there are so many peaks and valleys.
I still think that if you're picking an MVP other than Skenes, and granted the pickings are slim, it could be O'Neill Cruz.
Yeah, he's my position player of the year so far. Because
first of
McCutchen doesn't play in the field.
For the money they're paying him, he's an incredible bargain. The guy still has a chance for 30 home runs and 50 steals. It's not a ton of guys in baseball history who have done that. And at the same time, he's been disappointing, if you can believe that. Who leads the team in WAR, which is the overall contribution, offense and defense, to a team. Who leads the team? Wrong. IKF.
IKF?
Yes.
Well, his defense is pretty good. Are you picking IKF then?
No. I'm just saying who leads the team. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got distracted.
Listen to this.
I just got distracted by something.
What?
I tweeted out, at Mark Cabali's top five Steelers of the 21st century, do you agree with his list? Doran just quote tweeted me, I never can tell if it's Austin tweeting or Pony tweeting. They are slowly morphing into one being.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a shot.
That is a shot.
That's a shot across the bow.
Doran. Whoa.
Listen to this.
We have to digest that further later.
Something incredible has happened here. The WAR stat, which again rates your all-around contribution, IKF is one at 1.6. Then O'Neal Cruz. Do you know who's third on the whole team?
Henry Davis.
Wrong.
Andrew McCutchen.
Wrong.
Key Brian
Wrong.
Hayes. Tommy. Jackson-Winsky.
Tommy blanking
Tommy
Pham.
Pham.
Yes!
He can see clearly now. The rain is gone and his bat has delivered.
0
Remember
point.
That commercial?
Oh my God. Henry Davis is fifth.
Yes.
Key Brian Hayes is fourth. This team
yes.
stinks.
Key Brian Hayes
they
and Henry
stink.
Davis. Their defense is very good.
What has Ben Cherington done? What has he done? Tommy Pham, by a very respected metric, is their third best player, followed by Key Brian Hayes and Hank Davis. Oh my God.
WAR also factors in defense pretty significantly. But yes, I agree.
Do you know who the worst player? This is incredible.
Who the worst player is in
WAR? The worst player on the team, and it could be one at bat, it could be one game. Who is the worst player on this team?
We're talking all position players, right?
No. Yeah, position players.
No pitchers?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that the worst player on the team this year
Wrong.
Is Jack Sawinski.
Brian Reynolds. At minus
what?
Minus 0.7.
Whoa.
Oh my God. It's quite amazing to see this in front of your eyes. I had no idea. This guy is a minus 0.7. He's worse than Su Che Ching and Joey Bart.
Z that's Z.
And Matt,
remember Z?
And Matt Gorski. Izzy,
Tree, Peggy, and Z.
He's worse than Nick Solak and Andy Rodriguez and Leover Peguero.
Yeah, but they've only played like five
and
games.
And Billy Cook and Brett Sullivan and the Exxon Valdez and the Canario in the coal mine.
Izzy MZ, Peggy Treek. Izzy MZ, Peggy Treek.
That's Z.
Brian Reynolds is the worst player on the team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow.
That's
hard to imagine for a $100 million player that has consistently been their best hitter. We know his defense is not very good, but he has basically become a designated hitter that plays in the field and struggles defensively. He was their center fielder like 2 years ago. Then he moved out to left, which is basically center field.
They're protecting him in right field. And
they're hiding him in right field is what they're doing.
That's what I mean, yeah. That's a better word. And he can't hit. He is an epic disaster this season. And that's why I wrote for the Post-Gazette this morning. You know, obviously there's one guy, the owner, who's mostly to blame for everything. But that doesn't mean there's not a compartment to blame players. And in that compartment, their $100 million man is number one on the list. And it's also a misconception. You know, there's enough things to blame on the owner and whoever the GM happens to be at the time without having to blame them necessarily for things that aren't true. And there's the old saying, Limits, that, oh, they never keep anybody. The Pirates never keep their good young players. Not true, actually. Before O'Neill Cruz came along, the three most talented, I would argue, position players of the last 20 years to come up in this system are Marte, Polanco, and McCutchen. They signed all three.
All three. And Jose Tavada.
All three into their 30s. Now, it didn't last. Marte got suspended. Bad stuff happened. The team went downhill. Polanco forgot how to play baseball. The point is, they had all three signed to a second contract into their free agency years.
Bought up significant
Brian years. Reynolds, when he was 27, I believe, signed this deal to $100 million. Kept another good young position player. Mitch Keller, a pitcher. They kept him with a $77 million contract. Keep Brian Hayes, $70 million. The problem isn't really keeping players. The problem is producing talented players. Enough of them. They're not going to be able to keep Skeens. They didn't keep Gerrit Cole. I'm not saying they keep all of them, but they keep way more than common perception holds, I would argue.
Yeah, the thing that's always put out there is, oh, well, they don't pay anybody. They don't keep everybody.
As soon as they get a good player, they're gone. They're never going to keep them. Well, the fact is they do keep a lot of them. And what good does it do them? Nothing. That's what good it does. So the LVP is Reynolds, right?
The LVP is Reynolds.
Consensus choice. Biggest surprise of the season for you, Limits, is what? Could be off the field, could be on the field, could be anything.
Oh, boy.
The biggest surprise for you.
I remember we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I said that the biggest surprise was that they moved off of the manager during the middle of the season.
Yeah.
I was surprised by that. Now, given the circumstances, it should have happened significantly before that. I think the biggest surprise is just we knew their offense wasn't going to be good, but how it has affected Keller and Skeens, man. Mm. The fact that Skeens is 4-8, Keller's 3-10. The way that they're pitching, that is definitely the biggest surprise for me. This just, look, wins and losses is not everything in baseball. We know that in terms of like a pitcher's record.
Yeah.
That is just unfathomable to believe that that can even be possible. Skeens, ERA of 2, and he has 8 losses. Give me a break.
Honestly, I think the biggest surprise is the demise of Brian Reynolds. I'm shocked. I think that Brian Reynolds has been overrated a bit in his career. Like, the last two full seasons, his OPS is under 800. Like, I think he's a good player, but I don't think he's a great player. I never really did. He had one kind of outlier season where he hit 302 with 24 homers, 90 RBIs, and a 912 OPS. He's never come within 100 points of a 912 OPS, which is fine. His career number is at an 804 and declining. It's declined virtually every year. It stayed static between 23 and 24 at around 790. But hopefully this is his outlier bad season. So you take his great season and his horrific season, and you're left with a pretty good ball player, you know, pretty consistent hitter. Hopefully he'll get back to that. What are you doing back there, Limits? Why are you laughing?
Me and Alex, he's back here shadowing the show, are reading a text as somebody texted in and said that Sherrington is trying to do his best impression of Cain and Abel, and we were trying to figure out how that made any sense that the texter was sending.
Well, if you get that, let me know.
We'll do. I'm still trying to process it.
Your biggest disappointment of the season is what?
Well, yeah, I gave you Keller and Skeens, their records.
That was your surprise, Limits. Now it's a disappointment. Still, I thought you were going to put some prep work into this.
That's probably still my biggest disappointment. Well, I did. I put some prep work into it, but I still think that a lot of them are kind of blended. Some of them are mixed.
My biggest disappointment is the offseason.
Yeah,
is what they did and didn't do to build around Paul Skeens. It's just so infuriating. And it feels like it feels like is a betrayal. Like, what are you doing to your loyal fans?
My disappointment is that the general manager continues to just insist that the players that they have internally are just going to figure it out and make it work. Sure, for a 6-game stretch, it was wonderful at the ballpark. But over the course of what we know to be the season, no. Every poor team gets hot.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line on which you can communicate with limits brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's been the single best moment of the Pirates season? Oh, limitless wonder. I was hoping you'd come prepared and not thinking live on the radio.
I'm not thinking live on the radio.
What's been the best moment?
It was last night. It was Paul Skeens in the All-Star game, striking out Torres, striking out Riley Green, getting Judge to ground out. 1-2-3 they go. Skeens with 4 pitches over 100 easily. Paul Skeens showing out on the national stage. Best moment for me.
I like that one, and I have a similar one. It's O'Neill Cruz hitting a ball 513 feet, and finally people saying something nice about the Pirates and one of their players. It fits in with Skeens for sure, but that moment was pretty electric.
And you know what's just so unfortunate and upsetting about that?
Yeah, that it came in a home run derby.
And it came in an All-Star game, and it didn't come during the course of the 80-some games that they've played this year.
How about on the field? What's been their best moment in a real game, in an actual game?
I think them beating the Mets in the entire series. But
yeah.
But really, like, I was at the Friday night game when Brian Reynolds hit that big home run to further extend the lead.
Yeah.
And it really put the dagger in the Mets. That was one of my favorite moments this year. Also, Skeens going 8 innings in New York against the Mets.
Yeah.
Very common that the Pirates are just beating up on the Mets. But the fact that Skeens lost that game, 1-0, is just so irritating. Wasn't that the Mets game? The Mets are Phillies, where he went 8 innings, complete game, 1-0 loss.
And what's been your biggest or worst moment? What's been the worst moment of the season? For me, it was the fan falling over the Clemente wall. That seems like the obvious one. That was
very
just horrifying.
Obvious. That could have been significantly worse than it already was for a terrible situation.
Have we seen any updates on that guy?
He, at the last that I saw, which was a while ago, was just continuing to rehab and recover and was getting better day by day.
Man. On the field, my God, we could pick from any one of 1,000 different moments. It felt, I'll be honest with you, and I was in Florida when this was happening, it felt like the opener to the whole season just foreshadowed what was going to come.
Yeah.
They were up. Were they up 4-2? And then in comes Santana. He gives up a couple hits. And then Bednar blows the game.
Yeah.
Something felt horrible about it against that team.
Against a bad Miami team that you were supposed to beat.
And there they went. There went the Pirates. A horrible. Do you have any other games? I mean, you could pick from a million of them.
Yeah, that's one of the main ones that completely stands out. I think the Cardinals series, where they were in St. Louis, that was the series right before Shelty got fired. It was the series that basically, when they got swept, made Shelty get fired. And that came after they were swept by San Diego at home. And they've played well at home this year. So those are the main two that stand out to me, because that's when the wheels completely fell off and you knew that they were buried.
Well, next up, let's look ahead a little bit to the second half.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh,
tiny. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.